William Hinson says it took him 6 months of repeated phone calls to get in touch with his doctor at the VA hospital in Salisbury.
I went and took my dog to Salisbury, and the only solution I know for the VA is to abandon it and give vouchers to veterans or let private take care of it.
Other veterans in attendance said they were ashamed of the VA and said it should be disbanded. An investigation earlier this year found that veterans seeking treatment at a Phoenix VA hospital had to wait an average of 115 days before they got an appointment. So earlier this month, President Barack Obama signed a $16 billion bill for the VA to hire more doctors and nurses. But most of that money, about $10 billion, will go towards helping veterans get care outside the VA system. David Cook says he thinks veterans are not given the respect and medical treatment they deserve.
You know, we take care of everybody except our own. I am about sick of the people that run this country. Most of them have never been to the military before in their life, so they don't know. They don't know what we've been through. They don't know what it is crawling through a rice paddy, trying to tear the button off your coat just to get a little closer to the ground.
But he says he's looking forward to hearing President Obama's speech today at noon.
Always. He's the commander-in-chief. Always.
The American Legion will be hosting a VA Command Crisis Center this week at the Charlotte Convention Center, where veterans can talk directly to representatives from the VA. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shamma in Charlotte.